Hello everyone, welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. Jesus Christ has paid the price to redeem mankind. And the Holy Spirit has systematically moved on people that loves Him, that love God, that has foundation. The Holy Spirit selects who to use, how to use, who God chooses. He guides us into all truth. He's very instrumental in our work. It has to be our choice to follow Him. It's not just obeying a commandment, it's being devoted the same way God is devoted. That's the love of God. That's how it works. And when that's in place, then God can use us. People who love God, they're able to hate pride. Many people start a great move of God or a great work of God, and then they deviate because they don't select the word and reject the world. As we select the, first of all, we choose God as our King through Jesus Christ. We're in His kingdom. He gave us the kingdom. Jesus died to not only save us and keep us from the misery of death, He also gave us the kingdom. He told His disciples that loved Him that it's the Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. You get to share in His kingdom. And everything that you could ever want is in the kingdom. You have a great stake in His kingdom. God don't save you and just treat you like, well, sit over here in the corner. God will give you mansions. He will reward you greatly for doing His work and purposes. He knows how it is to put in and do the work of the ministry. You're trying to help people that's contrary against you. So, people are groomed that way because of the world. That's how the world does things. They're trying to extract peace, and they can't have it. They're trying to be fulfilled, and they use people to try to be fulfilled. And that's not God's way. The way of God is to operate according to love. The laws of love. Love has laws to us. Love has laws and boundaries. And when people select to do the things of God and love people, no matter what, because God loved them, they begin to understand what God is all about. When those kind of things are in place, then the Holy Spirit has something to work with. Now, when we delight in His word, we receive it. But you have to use the word to drive out the darkness. Some people, when I got saved, they would try to make Jesus their Savior, but not their Lord. And some people tried to do both. They tried to make Him Savior and Lord, and they did better. The prophet talked about going on full, to follow on to know the Lord. That's very important. I think that's Hosea 6. If you follow on to know the Lord, some people get saved and they're happy and they got peace, they got the love of God, they're not wrong anymore. They love God, they love man. They don't complain, they live. But to follow on to know the Lord, that's when you're endeavoring to know more, to do better. And sometimes people don't make that jump, but some people do. As long as people stay out of trouble and don't get seduced by the world, they'll live and go to heaven. We were washed in the blood, but we have to stay in Christ. Don't wander away. Don't wander out, just like sheep. You know, the Lord, several times Jesus pictured us as sheep. He told Peter, feed my sheep, feed my lambs. Lambs don't mean any harm. They don't go out to do mischief, but they do some of the dumbest things. They go get stuck in brushes. They go where they shouldn't go and get hurt and get stuck. You have to watch them. They can't watch out for themselves. They're just thinking about satisfying themselves. And wolves take the weakest of them away and eat them. Just like some false pastors and false preachers, they're wolves. They see the people of God as property, cattle. They see them as cattle. Somebody I can live off. And that's not God's way. He said, feed my sheep. Let them, get them to be built up in Christ. Help them follow on to know the Lord so that they can make wise and purposeful decisions. Don't go out there and try to live off of them. He said, feed my sheep. Teach them the word. Show them the word. Help them live. Feed my sheep. Peter, do you love me? Feed my sheep. Without the love of God, see, that's what was mentioned three times. Jesus said, do you love me? It takes that agape love of God to do this. Three times he asked him, do he love him? And then feed his sheep. If you're going to feed the sheep, you have to love them. You can't teach people you don't love. You can't even teach people you're in strife with. It's not even possible. You have to love people. The word of God is sown in peace. When people follow God, they can learn and they can grow and they can develop. You love people where they are. People don't have to love you back for you to love them. If your love is stable, everything else can be stable. It's important. So I'm devoted to God. I love him. I'm very thankful for what he's done for me. And as I get to know him, I love him more and more and more and more. And as I yield to him, he can work through me and help other people. If I lay down my life, if I don't do unnecessary things and do what he give me to do. And when those things are in place, the Holy Spirit has something to work with. And he can help me go forward. He can train me for purposes. I don't know everything. Somebody will say, well, you said you was an apostle and you don't know everything. No, apostles don't know everything, just like prophets don't know everything. We learn as we go, but we're trained for purposes. God trained me for purposes. And I listen intently to other men of God doing the same thing. They are trained for purposes. God trained them in areas he didn't train me. And I want what they have, so I listen to them. I knew nothing about prayer walking. My knowledge of prayer walking was very limited. So I spent time listening to Henry Groover and his testimonies. Every Christian need to know how to prayer walk. Some people say, well, that doesn't look like fun. It saves lives. And it's better than letting the devil run rampant. You can prayer walk places and take it back for God. You can prayer walk your own house, your children's bedroom. you can prayer walk anything you want to, especially when you're guided by the Holy Spirit. And the alternative, if you don't prayer walk, then the enemy gonna keep the territory that he stole. We gotta take back what the enemy stole. We have to prayer walk our lives and live according to the word and doctrines of God. and not let the enemy steal from us. You don't get an A+ from letting the enemy steal from you. You have to go forward in the things of God. God loves us. His love is real. His love is true. And we can do these things. I want to see more people follow God, because revelation follows obedience. People who follow God and they operate according to the word of God, they're in obedience and they love the Lord and they become stable, then the Holy Spirit will select them for something. Now, with the Holy Spirit, it doesn't have to look big. Some people will discount things if it don't look big enough. You have to drive all that kind of pride out of your life. Some people, they do well. They're smart. They're intelligent. They love God. But they don't deal with things sometimes. They don't deal with pride problems. Some people don't deal with laziness problems. You have to drive out the darkness. What's holding you back from doing God's best? Speak against it. If you can say you hate laziness, you can kill laziness out of your life, and you can become diligent. Your body will grow greater muscles, because you can't grow muscles being lazy. It's a spirit. Laziness is a death. It's got death in it. But you can be alive to God. You can plan things out and do it and make it happen and make money, make life better. You can work a job that's under God. That takes effort. Some people are just lazy and they don't kill it. Some people are doubtful and they don't kill that. Some people have unbelief problems and they need to kill the unbelief. All these things can be destroyed and driven out of your life. Then the Holy Spirit has free course. He knows that you will obey Him. He knows that you are walking His way. He knows that you will follow Him. And then you can do the greater things in life. As you go forward doing what God said do, you can be blessed. And as you gain territory, you take back places for the kingdom of God. You take back your neighborhood. You take back your house. When people endeavor to do the worldly things, those things will cause an invasion to come against you. It will work against the things God gave you, against your family. When men dabble in pornography, it works against everything. And the end of it is death. It even causes murder. Over time. When people are into worldly things deeply, don't trust them. I don't care who it is. If they love the world somewhere, stop trusting them. Until they get that fixed. When the Lord trusts them, then you trust them. I trust who God trusts. And I let people earn my trust. I listen to what people talk about. When they have a passion for, when they have worldly passions, I know I can't trust them. Because the world, the enemy will use their love for the world against me. But when people love God, they're safe. They will help you do God's word, or at least not get in your way. But when people love the world somewhere, they'll be very contrary. The enemy will cause them to be contrary. You have to live in warfare mode, not against the person, never against the person. The word says be vigilant. You have to stay vigilant. You have to live with your eyes open. You have to do battle. You have to fight the spiritual war. You have to reject the worldly things yourself and not let it creep into your life through others. The people of the world, or they don't deal with the world, they're distracted. And the Holy Spirit will show you things as they truly are. But you have to use that information. You have to follow God. You have to use the knowledge that He gives you. And it works. God loves us, folks. He loves us. And he watches out for us. He doesn't use people lightly. God makes great godly selections. He loves us and He cares about us in every way, form, and fashion. He thinks about everything. And He will help you live. He will help you do what's necessary so that you can go forward. He loves us in every way. And He will help us do the perfect will of God. There's nothing we can't do if we follow God. He will train us for purposes and help us do the things that's necessary. Now, when He trains you, you have to make sure that you walk in His perfect peace. Follow the peace. That's how we gain ground. We pioneer into things and we advance and we go forward. We don't always know what we're getting ourselves into, but we follow God and we pay attention to Him, and you learn how to endeavor the next step. You learn how to go forward, and then you'll see things as they truly are. And when the conditions are right, you'll know it by the Holy Spirit. And then you'll know what to do. Some people are about to get married. They're interested in getting married. Well, some things have to be in place if you're going to have a good marriage. You can't. God told Adam, He showed him two trees. The tree of tree of life and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And He showed us right then, right there, once and for all, and throughout time, you have to select life and reject darkness. And if you do, you live. And if you don't, things go sideways, quick. If you don't listen to what God is saying and take it in, you won't be able to do the wonderful things that He's given you to do. The enemy is trying to stop the progress of God's people. And he has to use their will. And God is progressing forward with all that are following Him. And also He has to use their will. But remember, the things of God are powerful. The things of the world are not powerful. The things of the world has no life. It feeds. Satan is a parasite. He doesn't give anything. He subtracts. He doesn't add to your life. He uses your worldly passions to usurp, to hijack your life, usurp your authority, and take whatever you have. And because when people get into sin, they serve it. And He'll take your wealth because you serve sin. He'll take your strength because you serve sin. And He'll get your whole family off track because you decided to serve sin. See, when you serve sin, you offend people. You hurt people. You make people wander against God. You tempt people the wrong way. You tempt people out of the kingdom of God, and you get people in strife and anger and problems like that, and they wander out of the kingdom of God. One sinner can do much damage. But when you see the sinner for what he is, you don't have to go down the same path he went. And you can fortify your life against his or her actions. When you know not to trust them, you know, when you're around people you don't trust, you lock your doors. You zip your purse. You put it up. You put your valuables away. People that hurt you emotionally, you know that they're out of bounds, and you can make decisions to protect yourself. When you love the will of God, and other people don't cherish it, you have to pay attention to it. Some people don't get as excited about the things of God, and they don't understand when people love God. Their mind is on worldly things. You don't have to change them. You don't have to try to stop them, but you have to know what they're doing so that you can protect yourself, and then by the Holy Spirit, you can help them where you can. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you deeply. In Jesus' name. Till next time, I love you. He loves you. And Jesus Christ is our Lord.